out of water and they're running out of time. The Romanians out in lane number one, on course for Olympic glory. The Dutch are finishing strongly, but it's gold for Romania. It is silver for the Netherlands, and it is a brilliant bronze for Ireland, for Darragh Lynch and Philip Doyle, and the double skulls in Paris. Clonmel and Banbridge combining for an outstanding Irish sporting achievement on the biggest stage of all.
And that was Pádraig Lodge with the final seconds of commentary as Philip Doyle and Darragh Lynch claimed bronze in the men's double skulls in Paris. Their success brings to four Ireland's Olympic medal haul so far. Des Cahill is standing by in Paris. Good afternoon, Des. Not a bad old morning. Tell us about Philip Doyle and Darragh Lynch.
Well, not a bad old morning about them as lads or about the race?
Well, whatever you want to tell us.
Well, we'll hear a little bit about them in an interview shortly, but Darragh went to Yale. Ooh, I was impressed. And he rode there. He did economics. And Philip's doing medicine. They're bright boys. But today, you'll hear that Darragh was putting Philip under more pressure to train even harder than they were trained. They went into the race possibly as favourites based on form in this last week here, and Ireland needed a very powerful finish though to come through and take that bronze medal. They closed within a second and a half of Netherlands, the world champion, but both were well behind the powerful Romanians who took gold. And remember, Romania only got into the final because Serbia kind of stopped rowing towards the end of theirs, and Romania sneaked in and then won the final so impressively. So it was a fantastic performance from the Irishmen. The significant part of it, Rachel, is it's the first heavyweight rowing medal. It's always the lighter weights until now that have given us the medals. But Darragh and Philip spoke afterwards with David Gillick.
Like, I thought we'd have a minute to ourselves, but it's like, get clothes on, like you're sweating. But yeah, it was nice up there, a bit different to the usual world rowing ceremonies where they just throw the medal weight of tin on your neck and throw you off. So it was nice. There's a huge Irish support there. A lot of people came from Clonmel. My mother's family is all here, my dad's family, so yeah, it's great to see them all here. I kind of stayed away from it all for the last week, stuck to my own bubble, but yeah, it'll be good to see them all there.
I do think there was a big screen in Clonmel there for you as well.
Yeah, I saw that down in the middle of the town. Yeah, I think they kind of didn't want to be sending on too much to me, which is good of them. They didn't want to be like get me too nervous over the whole thing, so it'll be good to look back on that now and over the next hour or two. Yeah.
And Phil, again, yourself, so much has gone into this. You know, you're down in Cork, obviously you're a doctor, you were working for a while, you decided to, you know, step away from that, really, really focused. So an awful lot has gone into that medal, hasn't it?
I don't know if I stepped away, but I was under the pressure to get back to 7 days a week training, wasn't I?
Yeah.
In January, Dara sort of said to me, he's like, right, 3 days working is a bit too much, and I was like, ah, fair enough. So we put it off to the side to try and make it work, and three races, three podiums, three medals. So I think we're happy.
Philip Doyle there and Darragh Lynch, and we will be hearing more about that big screen in Clonmel, and we'll also be hearing from Belfast Rowing Club later on. Des, this morning at one stage it seemed as though there were so many Irish competitors in action it actually became hard to keep track. Will you bring us through what's been happening?
You need the TVs we have in the broadcast centre here. There's one for every sport. It's extraordinary. But I'll tell you what else has been happening then, because there's lots more medal hopes. We're keeping an eye on the sailing, obviously, because big medal hope today. In the earlier sailing action, we had two Irish who were due to get underway. This was in the dinghy. Finn Lynch was ninth of 43 in the first race there. Eve McMahon was the start, but there's been delays there. But the medal race will be coming up shortly in the skiff, which we're really interested in, obviously, because Ireland go into this with Robert Dixon, Sean Wadilove in second place overall, behind Spain and ahead of New Zealand second place. So that's a great chance for us. Good finish there today, and they could medal. And our relentless search for yet another medal doesn't end there, because what about the team show jumping? I don't know if you got to see any of that, Rachel.
See a little bit of it, yeah.
Yeah, it's been very exciting, and the way it works is 10 teams from 20 today go through, and it's just about finishing, so we can go live to Darren Frehill.
Des, Very good news to tell you. The Irish team have qualified in the show jumping for that final tomorrow here in Versailles. They were chasing that top 10 finish. The course, I have to say, was extremely challenging and long as well, even by Olympic standards. First up, we had Shane Sweetnam. He and James Cancruz picked up four penalties on their round and a cheap enough fault as well by their standards, but a solid start. Then Daniel Coyle and Legacy, they were out next. One of the informed partnerships in world show jumping at the moment. They went around all clear. A massive statement there from the Derryman who was making his Olympic debut. And then we had Keane O'Connor, and he has just finished up. He brought them home. He had five penalty points right at the end, clipped the second last fence, and they are through. They've finished sixth. That has been confirmed, but it doesn't really matter ahead of tomorrow. It's a clean slate for tomorrow. But just on the form of all three riders, and if you look at the falls that both Sweetnam and O'Connor picked up, you know, they would have higher standards than that, and they know that if they can get three clear rounds tomorrow, they're going to be in a shout for the medals when they're split up. But on this sort of form, hopes very high here in Versailles.
I'm trying to temper the form, everyone's hopes, Rachel, here, because the slightest of margins are causing upset or sheer joy. But Darren, that's great news. Thanks for that. What about the golf? There's no question we're also kind of fancy to do well here. Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry representing Ireland. We can go live to a magnificent course, Golf National in Paris, and join Gary Moran.
And there's plenty of low scoring here. As the full field of 60 players has teed off. Indeed, the first few groups have finished, and exactly 40 of the 60 are under par. They include Rory McIlroy, who's 4 under after 15, and Shane Lowry, 1 under after 9. But the leader is the 2021 Masters champion, Hideki Matsuyama, on 8 under. The Japanese star birdied the 2nd and 3rd, the 7th, 8th, 9th, and 10th, and he also went back-to-back on 14 and 15, and he's 2 ahead of Sami Välimäki and 3 clear of Joaquin Neiman, Tom Kim, and Emiliano Grillo. McIlroy got a very warm reception on the first tee, playing in the pick of the three balls with world number one Scotty Scheffler and Sweden's Ludvig Åberg. They're both 3 under, having played 15. McIlroy's highlight so far was an eagle on the par 5 ninth, a brilliant long iron approach to about 5 feet, and he's just had 3 birdies in a row. In fact, he's 4 under for the 3 par 5s. The reigning Olympic champion and double major winner this season, Xander Schauffele, is looming large. He birdied 1, 3, 5 and 7. He's 4 under playing the 9th. There's a big crowd, a really good atmosphere. Matsuyama the leader on 8 under. McIlroy tied 6th on 4 under. Larry tied 31st on 1 under.
Wishful thinking. Thanks, Gary. Let's go 776 kilometres down the road to Marseille. As I say, we're all hoping for a medal in the men's skiff in sailing. And joining us from there is Jackie Hurley.
Yes, another big medal prospect here for Team Ireland with Sean Waddilove and Robert Dixon. Two Dubliners who've sailed together since they were teenagers, and no doubt they've been dreaming about this moment for a very long time. It's a venue they'll have fond memories of, having won their World Under 23 Championship here in Marseille in 2018. And the other thing that'll give them great confidence is they've sailed consistently all week and sitting in second place right throughout heading into this medal race. The current world champions, France, haven't made this medal race. The highly fancied Dutch scraped into the final day, so it's certainly been an unpredictable week. But one thing we do know is a top four finish here will guarantee Ireland a medal. But with 17 points separating first from seventh, this is going to be tight.
Gosh, there's a lot to be talking about there, Des. And it, for a moment there, it kind of felt like we had become a different country. In fact, yeah. Our editor Brendan Fitzpatrick was saying that we've all turned into the audience on winning streak. But there is an element of that. Who else should we be watching out for later in the day?
Well, we've lots more in action. Another person going for a medal today is Sally Noggins, Jack Marley. He's our heavyweight, and if he gets through today, he's guaranteed a medal. My one concern, especially for your editor, his fellow Sally Noggin man, is that Jack is only 21, he's quite young at heavyweight, and he's up against a tough old opponent, the Asian Games champion from Tajikistan, Bolotev. But that's tonight. And also in with a good chance, Dana Morehouse from Bray, boxing for Enniskerry, but she's up against the French champion, La Kadiri, who will have that massive French support behind us. That'll be tough for them. Also going shortly enough in the men's K1 canoe slalom is Noel Hendrick. Good luck to him as well. And Tom Fannin has gone very well in swimming. He's broken the Irish record this morning, the men's 50 metre freestyle. style, and he's back in the semi-final this evening. He was previously swam underage for England at the Commonwealth Games, made the switch to Ireland for the Olympics, and he's in the sprint semi-finals tonight. So there's a lot happening, and that's all from winning streak in Paris for now, Rachel.
Thanks very much, Des. If they ever bring it back, you could be in for the gig. That was Des Cahill joining us from Paris, and as I said, we will be returning to the Olympic Games, and specifically to Clonmel and to Belfast later on in the programme.